You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are just fresh from stepping out of Barbara Ann Wild's salon in my kitchen. Barbara Ann Wild, listen.
A pirate salon.
If you want a friend that'll do anything for you, you need Barbara Ann as your friend. And I'm sorry, too late. I'm not giving her up. But she came over today. Thank you, Barb. Oh. And Frankie's getting ready to go to Italy on Sunday, and she needed her hair colored. So here comes emergency. Hairstylist,
the resident beauty school dropout to the rescue,
and has been dyeing Frankie's hair. And I'm just glad because I'm starting to feel better. I had the craziest time in Vegas. I went to Vegas and we went to this incredible restaurant. We went there for Frankie's show,
right? I'm so bummed that I missed it.
Oh my God. It was so wild. It was batshit crazy. So first we got there and we did like all the like kind of Vegas-y things to do. Like we went to like a really good like Michelin star restaurant. Called Le Cirque. Have you ever eaten there?
No.
Really? Fancy pounds. Very fancy pounds. And so we ate dinner there. You know it's fancy when you finish your dinner and they give you gifts.
I love
when
that.
You're leaving. They gave us like a box of chocolates each, gave us a little pouch with tea in it. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, it's fab.
Yeah. So they're basically just trying to justify their bill. But
yeah, right? Totally.
And then we went to go see that Cirque du Soleil show.
Which one?
Mystery, I think.
Okay.
Really good. It was really good. Shorter than I expected. You know, I guess I thought it was going to be like an hour and a half and then an intermission and then another hour and a half. But it wasn't. It was just an hour and a half, period.
No intermission.
No intermission, nothing. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I love all the, you know, flying trapeze and the ropes? The silk.
Silk dancing, or whatever it's called.
Unbelievable. So beautiful. Really, really beautiful. And what's really great about it is they have a live band playing all the music and live singing, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, I haven't gone to one that's done that.
It's really cool. And so I thought it was really lovely, but I was a little nervous because it was packed and nobody was wearing a mask. Yikes. And you know, it's a big place. And so I thought for sure I was going to go down, and sure as hell I did. I got sick. But Frankie's show was cool. It was at this punk rock bar called The Dive Bar, which is exactly what it is.
No false advertising there.
No, it is exactly what it says it is. The bathrooms were funny, Barb. The bathrooms, you know, where they normally say men's and ladies.
Yeah.
They go to the bathroom and it says dicks and clits.
Very classy joint after your five-star restaurant.
I was like, oh, wow. And the bathrooms were spectacular. They looked like BCBG bathrooms.
Oh, how cool.
I mean,
that's so fun.
Did I say BCBG? I meant...
Yeah, CBGBs.
CBGBs. That's what you get when you deal with someone in the fashion industry.
I know exactly CBGBs. What you're saying, so it's okay.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, CBGBs. And it was like graffiti central, but like cool, like tons of cool. The walls were like tons of cool graffiti and little things all over it. And it was something crazy. And everybody was like moshing and kicking themselves around. And
so fun.
It was wild. And then burlesque show and burlesque dancing. And these girls had their ponytails on fire.
Holy cow.
Their vajayjays on fire.
Oh,
I don't
nice.
Know what the hell was going on over there. It was a lot. It was a lot visually. So it was cool. It was fun. And Frankie did great, as she always does.
Yeah, she kills it.
And then we came home and Gilby rode out and met us there too. So Gilby came and joined us one night. Then we came back and I went down hard.
Wow.
So sick. I got a cold, and then I kept testing because I was scared maybe I got COVID. But I did not. I tested negative a couple times. But lo and behold, I had a cold. So I was kind of sick. What else has been going on? So that was that. And now we're getting ready to send her off.
Go to Italy.
So thank you very much for doing her color.
Oh, of course.
Oh my God, Barb, it was so funny. So the night before we left for Vegas, I said to Frankie, what are you going to wear?
Right.
And she goes, I don't know. I was kind of thinking maybe I should wear like a fishnet body stocking with like a bikini top on top and then shorts or something like that. Cause it was really hot in Vegas.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, we can go. There's a sex shop down the street.
Totally.
So the night before
you go in and win your Mother of the Year awards again.
Yeah. I mean, for Mother's Day, I would like a Mother's Day award, please. So at like 11 o'clock at night.
Of course, because they're open until 2 in the morning.
Yeah. We decide before we go to Vegas to hit a sex shop. And
as you do.
As we do. And so we hit the sex shop and they couldn't have been happier to see us because we were the only ones in there. And we're like, you know, looking for body suits and, you know, all kinds of junk. Well, anyway, while I was there, I was like, what is this? Oh my God, it's perfect for Miss Wild.
Oh, I love it. I love when you bring me presents from sex shops.
I was like, this is perfect for her. It's actually for Zach. It's not really for you. So you can give it to Zach. But I bought one for Gilby too. And then this one you can give to Zach. It's not really for you, but it's kind of for you. It's called Sex Chocolates.
Oh, nice.
And it is an aphrodisiac. And it's banana flavored, covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it's like a banana marshmallow or something. And then
I'll probably covered eat it on in my chocolate. Way home. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
So I was like, oh, Mr. Wild's going to love that.
Yes.
It has horny lady in the mood.
So ginseng, guarana. It has all the usual suspects.
Yeah. Awesome. There you go. And for those of you who haven't heard the week before that's episode with our guest.
Oh, Wendy.
Wendy Roseberry.
Fantastic.
You've got to go back and listen to that if you haven't listened to it yet, because it is such a great episode and so funny. And she talks about a product that she created with a partner, her partner, called Condition Her.
Yes.
Which is a conditioner for your,
hair down there.
Yeah.
That's what it says in her little ad. Hair down there.
Yes, your hair down there. And just for your skin, really, overall skin wellness, right?
Well, what I was going to say was, I don't even know if Zach realizes this, but I dye his beard before he leaves for the road always. And right as he was leaving to go on tour, which I have to tell you about that, it's been nothing but craziness. But when he left to go on the road, I did his beard and it came out really, really lovely. But his hair felt really dry.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a beard is essentially pubes on your face. So I nice. Grabbed the conditioner and I loaded him up with it and his beard
is soft.
So soft and it looks amazing. And he's like, what did you put in my beard? It's so nice. And I showed him and he's like, only you would do that.
Well, there
I said,
you go,
she's coming
Wendy.
Out with Condition Him, but for now you're going to have to use Condition Her.
Yeah, you can use Condition Her for your beard or whatever, or even men's pubes.
It is really nice.
Yeah, so there you have it. So if you haven't heard that episode, you should go back and listen to it because Wendy is very funny as well and very
so
candid.
So entertaining.
She was honest as fuck and hilarious. Yeah, she was really funny. Yeah. So what have you been up to? What's going on with you?
Oh, my God. So you went to Vegas and we need to start coordinating our, you know, Frankie and Gilby's schedules and Zach's because it seems like Frankie always plays on the same night as Zach.
Oh,
so
right.
I can't go. And it's like, but Zach had his Black Label's first show
in San Diego,
mm-hmm. And it was so crazy. So, I mean, Zach has been doing this whole thing since he's 17 when he got the gig or no, excuse me, 18 when he got the gig with Ozzy. And never in his career of all these years has he gotten to a bus accident. The bus leaves Saturday morning, Friday night, technically Saturday morning at like 3 a.m. to drive down to San Diego. I drove Zach. He got an Uber to get on the bus and to go with the band down there. And 6:15 in the morning, I wake up because I was going down there separately with the boys to meet up and all the kids. And we're all excited. And Talina, our incredible, amazing Talina, I love you, tour manager. She texts me and she's like, Barb, we are in a bus accident. Everyone's safe. I think Zach's still sleeping, but someone hit us. And we were pulling a trailer with the merch. Never in his entire career has there ever been an accident. Of course, it was an eclipse. And I was thinking, why would I have let them
It's
not like me. Yeah. I'm surprised that I said to the agent, we can never do that. He goes, we all count on you for that information, Barb. But someone hit the trailer, demolished the trailer.
Oh, wow.
And the way they hit the bus, Gilby would probably know what the part is. I have no idea. But it looked like it was just cosmetic damage on the bus. Mm-hmm. Now, Zach, they set up with a full bedroom in the back. Uh-huh. Zach said it sounded like an explosion.
Oh, my God.
He thought he literally thought the engine exploded or something.
Yeah.
He said it was so loud. It was scary. And I was actually going to send Sabbath with him because Sabbath wanted to ride the bus down with him and sleep on the bus with him. Thank God I didn't. It's like divine intervention or something. And so no one got hurt, thank God. But when the trailer smashed into the back of the bus, it hit one little piece that it looked like a scratch, but it was it wasn't only cosmetic. It was actually some kind of like brains of the bus.
Oh,
so
whoa.
This little tiny part, it like made the bus not drivable. It would have sieged the engine. It wasn't fixed. So they had to tow. It was on the 5 freeway down near Anaheim.
And buses are so hard to come by.
It has
right
been
now.
A fucking nightmare getting a bus.
Yeah.
We finally get a bus. It's awesome. Very first. Didn't even hit the stage. So everybody.
Well, thank God everybody was okay though. So that's good.
Talina had to scramble and get a bunch of SUVs. They had to tow the bus into Ontario to where they fixed Prevost.
Oh my God.
And they ordered the part. It wasn't until like 3 that morning. And we had had a double driver flown in for a double drive to Reno. So we almost had to cancel Reno, but the guys, I have to say, the band and crew, Black Label, they are such fucking troopers. They did the show, got off stage, loaded out, 2:00 in the morning, got on a plane to Reno at 6 in the morning.
Well, they're pros.
But all of them were just, you know, no one bitched, no one moaned. Everyone's so happy to be working again.
Yeah.
Show was great.
What happened with the accident, though?
Someone hit them. It was completely not their fault. They just, probably someone on their phone or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was the 3:00 in the morning on the 5 freeway.
Wow.
Slammed right into the back of the bus.
Whoever it was wasn't paying attention.
No, absolutely not. And thank God they didn't get hurt either.
Yeah,
they were completely
at
fault.
Yeah. Was the merch like all over the place?
It was just done. I mean, and you know, of course we have coffee mugs because of Zach with the Valhalla Java. So I'm sure there was quite a bit of breakage. T-shirts, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
But it was just scrambling to get SUVs right near Disneyland. So it's like everything's already sold out.
Wow.
And that's why Zach posted that
and
video.
What a scary phone call to receive too.
She was smart enough to say instantly, no one's hurt, but we were in a bus accident. And I had just gotten a call like an hour prior that the truck broke down going with all the gear.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm thinking that I'm getting punked or something because I'm like, there's no way. Never had a bus accident. Full on.
Unbelievable.
We divided and conquered. She got the SUVs and all that. I had to get them hotel rooms because now these guys had to spend the night in San Diego.
Yeah, they can't sleep on the bus.
No, and they have to be near the airport.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy.
Wow, Barb.
Just absolute craziness.
That's crazy.
I mean, all's well that ends well, and it turned out okay, but it was just so funny. So go down there, and I'm you know, they're always so lovely. They always get me my favorite Veuve Clicquot, the rosé champagne. And someone had put it in the freezer, so I'm telling everybody the story. I'm holding court in the dressing room. Go to open the champagne, opens, and then it just exploded like I've never, because it was frozen.
Oh, my God.
So it was like champagne everywhere. Then our Zach's security dude was talking to us in the dressing room. His cap from his tooth came out. He loses his cap.
Stop it.
Kid you not. I was like, oh shit, Phil, you got to get that sorted out. I hope it doesn't hurt because you know how you and I are with tea.
Yeah.
As I'm walking to the VIP area that my son is leading the way, I'm feeling my mouth. Feels kind of weird. My fucking tooth out of nowhere chipped. It's the front tooth is completely chipped. I have to get it fixed.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even chew on anything.
What was going on?
It was like this fucking eclipse. It was just crazy mayhem.
Damn.
But it ended up being okay at the end of the day. I still have to get my tooth fixed. I haven't gone yet.
The shows were good.
Shows were great.
Yeah,
The show was great. And it was the first one with a new front of house.
Yeah.
He did an amazing job. House of Blues are weird because there's so many balconies and so many levels. Yeah, so you might be somewhere you're thinking it sounds great. And then someone texts you and go, hey, I can't hear, you know, Jesse's like, I can't hear dad. Tell them to bring the guitars up.
Or,
all I'm hearing is Dario. Yeah. Where's dad's guitars? And, you know, and then I'm like, no, sounds great up here. And then Jesse moved to another room and he's like, oh, it sounds great. I don't know, mom. It's like weird. I'm like, it's the balconies. Yeah. But it was fantastic show. Everyone was in a great mood. So happy to be together.
Have you ever done that where you, like, I'm sure you have because I've done it, where you're watching the guys play and you know that they're not going to be happy with the sound. So then you go over to the sound man and try to act like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean,
fortunately, they all call me boss lady. So I basically have the, like, I pretty much get to go in there and say, hey, bring those guitars up and turn the fucking bass down. JD, I love you, but your bass is always too fucking loud.
Yeah.
And so, but that, and then also Sharon's even done it with me. If she's not at a show, she'll text me and be like, how's Ozzy sound? How's the band sound? Is everything good? Like, and I'll be like, well, I'm at front of house and it sounds great, but it's hysterical.
I do too. I've been at Gilby shows where I've marched over to the sound man and be like, okay, the vocals are too buried. Turn up the guitar, turn up the vocals, you know?
I mean,
and then it's, you know, it's kind of funny because I'm like, if you think about it, like, would he ever do that? Like, would he ever come to my work and be like, you need to sew the jeans?
We need to turn Barb's mic down. I think that the guys count on us to do that because we know what it's supposed to sound like, you know? And so, I mean, Zach always asked me, like, don't go to the side of the stage. Go to the front of house. I want you to tell me how it sounds.
It's different for you because you work with Zach. I don't work with Gilby. You're his, you know, you're his manager. So I don't do that for Gilby. So I always feel like I'm going to be looked at as like Yoko, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure they fucking hate me, but that's okay because that's, you know, that's my job to be hated in that for as long as Zach's loved. No, I'm sure that Gilby probably appreciates it because you listen to him when he rehearses.
Yeah.
First of all, let's face it. We listen to the music when they write it as a riff, then when they write it as a song, then when it's a full done production and it's recorded.
It's the soundtrack of our lives by the time it comes out. Yeah.
We know what it's supposed to sound like and what they'll be happy with. So
Last night we went out too. I feel like, you know, I was sick for a few days and then I started to feel better. And then all of a sudden we're out. We went out last night. It was a friend of ours. It was one of the guys that Gilby rides with. He's like, he's an amazing photographer, been around for a while. He shoots absolutely everybody. Brian Bowman Smith, really amazing photographer. And so he had a party last night. It was at a club in Hollywood. He was also launching a new tequila.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think the tequila is called
a perfect Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. It was a Cinco de Mayo and it was a tequila celebration and his birthday. So that was really nice. So we got to see everybody. And it was so funny because, you know, Tenny, my neighbor, is my neighbor, our friend, who we've actually had on the show. And, you know, she's married to Chris Kilmore from Incubus.
Yes.
And so I said to her last night before we went out, I was like, hey, do you want to go walk the dogs? Because we always walk the dogs together.
Right.
She goes, yeah, let's go. So we're walking the dogs. And neither one of us knew we were going to the same party.
That's hysterical.
I said to her, we can't go too far today because I got to get back and get ready. She goes, oh, where are you going? I go, we're going to go out tonight. She goes, where? And I go, oh, we're going to Brian's birthday party. She goes, we're going to that.
It's so funny. That's crazy.
And I go, that's so funny. She goes, yeah, Chris and him are really good friends. So it ended up that all and Brandon Boyd was there, their singer.
Nice.
He was there and there was a bunch of people there that we knew, a bunch of friends. So yeah, it was a fun night, but we got in late and then all day today we've just been like hanging, you know, running around trying to get Frankie situated because Frankie's leaving on Sunday and then Gilby's leaving too.
He's leaving on Sunday as well?
He's leaving Tuesday.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm going to be hanging on my own.
I will be coming to visit you.
Yeah, come over. Sleepover time.
Yes.
It's time for a girls hang. Speaking of girls hang, by the way, I mean, I got invited on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You're going to fall off your chair. I got invited for Mother's Day to go watch my girlfriend play polo in Santa Barbara.
Nice.
With Prince Harry.
I mean, come on now. Maybe you could get them on our podcast.
Harry and Meghan Markle on the podcast. Hey, do you guys want to do my podcast?
How fun.
I know. And I want to go, but I can't go because it's Sunday and it's A, it's Mother's Day, and also B, Frankie's leaving that day, and I'm taking her to the airport. So I have to pass that up, and I'm so bummed because I'm a total, like, royal watcher.
Right. You know, like, I mean, who doesn't want an excuse to go to Montecito?
Right? I mean, I've always been completely fascinated.
I love him, actually. I think he's great. I love the black sheep.
And
of
just,
the family.
You know, remember the whole Princess Diana.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, I remember being in, I think it was in fifth grade, watching her get married to Prince Charles. They shut down school that day, and we all sat around the TV and watched
so
it.
So beautiful.
Yeah, it was the most beautiful wedding, and you know. And then, you know, I've watched The Crown and I've watched all these documentaries. So I was like, oh my God, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
You know, we get to meet, like, we've lived like pretty privileged lives.
Without a doubt.
You know, we've met some really interesting people in our day, some crazy people, interesting people, talented people, beautiful people.
Yes.
Not so talented people, but, you know, whatever. You meet a lot of really interesting folks in this business.
Absolutely.
And so I'm not usually as enamored, but right. The royal family is like, wow.
Who says no, right?
Yeah. So I was kind of like, I'm like kind of bummed and missing that.
You'll have to live vicariously through your friends.
I know.
You're gonna have to ask them
to
send you a video.
Well, the good news is she does play with him quite often, so hopefully she'll invite me again another time.
I would think that she will.
But who turns down an invite to go and hang
Amazing,
out with Prince
right?
Harry and watch a polo game with them?
Yeah, I know.
Because it's like, it's not for the public. It's a private event.
It's incredible.
It's just them.
Absolutely incredible.
So
that's exciting.
For them, yes.
Yeah.
For me, no. Bummer. I was like, Frankie, you might be catching a cab to the airport,
you,
young lady.
Do you mind Ubering?
Yeah, this one's just like, you know, get yourself to the airport and goodbye. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah. Now you have to take her. You have to see her off. It's super exciting what she's doing.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, I wish I could too.
I'm so looking forward to Europe. I'm like counting the days.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I want to go with you.
Well, you're always welcome.
Yeah.
We're super excited about it. And Ozzy's gotten into him or something, but he is just like, cares about the money, just book it, let's just do it, let's just
do it.
I like
this Zach.
I'm like, oh my God, where did you who are you and what did you do with Zach? I mean, Zach's always been super generous and the two of us are terrible.
You guys it's are like, beyond generous.
It's like,
both
it's
of you.
Like, I won't get this, no, you get that, I'll sell another guitar, you do this, I'll do that, you know, like the both of us are terrible. And he is just, but honestly, vacationing has never been high on his priority list.
Yeah.
But he's just like, let's do it. I'm like, do you want to do another couple weeks and we'll go here? And he's like, yep, do it. I'm like,
we have a realtor lucky ducks
showing us houses on the 2nd of July all over Italy for
my
second
God.
House. And I'm just,
I can't wait for you to do that because we are going on a girls trip.
We have to do
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm just die to do that. I would love to do that. Speaking of houses, my God, I found a new show.
Oh,
it's on Netflix.
I love when you find new shows.
It's on Netflix and it's called,
you know what I realized? All the shows that you've turned me on to that I'm crazy about, they have one friggin' season and then they don't come back, or they come back where you don't know when. It's like, I'm still waiting for the one to come back. I'm waiting for Sex Life to come back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm
I
still
about
living.
That.
I keep watching repeats of it all the time. I'm like, Zach's like, are you watching that guy in the shower again? I'm like,
yep.
Sorry, babe. Yep. He's like, fine. Good night. Tell me all about it.
This show is not sexy, but kind of, if you're into this sort of thing, which I kind of am. It's called Get Organized, The Home Edit. Have you heard of The Home Edit?
Okay, so I beat you to The Home Edit because I've been following
word.
Those girls.
How come you never mentioned it?
Because I did not think it was something you would find interesting.
Holy hell.
I mean, they are fantastic.
Oh my God, it's so cool. Like how they organize their pantries and the kitchen. And their whole lives, like how you organize people's lives like that. Oh my God, I was fascinated.
It's
I sat there
amazing.
And watched one episode after another, after another, after another. And did you see the episode where they had that supermodel on, Winnie Harlow?
No, I did not. I saw last season, last year, and it was Reese Witherspoon was on it.
Yes. And they had Drew Barrymore on this episode that I was watching. And then they had Winnie Harlow, who she's that beautiful, gorgeous supermodel that has
the vitiligo.
Skin disorder. And she had a room that was like kind of like what I have, which is a mess room of makeup and skin products and all kinds of junk. And it's a complete and utter mess. And they went in there and they organized her, and they organized all, she had like 60 wigs.
Wow.
And they organized her wigs and they organized everything.
Does she live in New York?
No, she lives here.
She does.
Yeah, she lives here. And they did such a phenomenal job. It got me so inspired. And one of the things, they said there's three steps to organizing, which, you know, I'm not going to remember all three steps.
But
the first step is
sounds
edit.
Expensive and a lot of work, what you're going to say. Go
no,
ahead.
No, no. The first step is to edit what you have. So meaning go pull everything out, like either out of your closet or out of your makeup drawer or whatever. You pull everything out and you go through it. If it's old, because makeup usually goes bad after a few months.
Yeah.
So if it's old and you haven't used it in a few months, toss it. If it's clothing and you haven't used it, you can either throw it away if it's garbage, or if it, you think it's salvageable, you can donate it. So you make three piles of donate, throw, and keep. Those are the three piles.
Yeah.
So the first thing you do is you edit. The second thing you do is you contain. So everything needs to be in its own little container or little area so that you can organize it. Okay. And then you organize.
Have you gone to the container store?
I have. It's phenomenal.
My God.
But expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
That
this sounds
shit
like
is
a very expensive.
Expensive
venture that you're getting us into.
I marched my butt over to the container store thinking, I'm going to redo my pantry. I'm going to redo all my cabinets. I'm going to redo my closet. I'm going to redo my bathroom. I'm going to redo it all. I'm going to buy these containers. I'm going to label everything. Oh, my God. It's a fortune.
No, you have to go to the dollar store and
yeah,
get them.
Yeah, it's a fucking fortune.
That's the only way to do it. It is. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And you know, I did. There's an app that you can find local people to do those kind of things.
Yeah.
And so I was inspired too, but it's so much work and it's overwhelming, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you have someone come in and help you.
I think if you start with and not do what I do, which is like I go all in. I want everything done. But what you got to do is just start somewhere.
Yeah.
So just like get your, you know, get your pantry done or get your bathroom done. Because nothing feels better than organization.
Oh, it's the best.
I feel like it feels so good.
It's so time
saving. Clears your head.
And it's time saving.
Yes.
Because then when you go to look for something, you're not spending friggin' tons of time looking for it.
Digging.
Or when you put wash away, it's actually pleasant because you have a place to put it and it doesn't pile up. I mean, for time saving and stuff, it's fantastic. When you live with a hoarder, it's not so easy because it's very frustrating when you just finished doing something and they just put stuff right back where it
Zach
was. And
the
just
hoarder.
Like, come on, man. It's very simple. All the nuts, granola bars, all this stuff. This is your section. Just stay here. Don't go out of this section. He's just like, it's all it goes the same place.
They did say there was a good trick, which I thought was really clever. This one particular family that they were redoing their pantry for wants to eat more healthy, and they want their kids to eat more healthy, and their kids are just like grabbing all the shit snacks, you know?
Yeah.
Like chips and crap and cookies and sweets and stuff, which is what I would always grab, and you too.
Me too.
But,
yeah,
but
thank you, Miss Rugula.
they said one of the nice tricks that you can do in a pantry, which I thought this was so clever, is hide the bad snacks in like baskets. Put the bad snacks like in baskets in an area that's not so easy to get to.
Like under our side of the bed.
And then put the good, healthy snacks visible.
Yeah.
Make them look more appealing to the eye.
Right.
You know, like display them in a cool way. Like take all the, like, they what they did was they built a, what do you call that stuff that you eat?
Granola?
Yeah, like granola. And when you mix it with...
like a trail mix?
Trail mix. Thank you.
I do it all the time.
Fuck's sake. Trail mix is getting... old thing sucks. So they built a trail mix bar in the pantry.
Oh, nice.
And so they did like a clear jar of granola, and then they labeled it granola, and then a clear jar of, like, you know, almonds, labeled it almonds, then a clear jar of raisins.
Oh, I love that.
And a clear jar of all kinds of dried fruits, all kinds of like healthy snacks, pretzels, everything. And they put it all next to each other and made it a trail mix.
Oh, that's so cool. Because kids would love that to get
so the kids could just go, and you could put little bags there and let the kids kind of scoop and make their own
clever
trail mix.
And I
thought that's really clever. And it also was like appealing to their eye.
Of course.
It looked like something you'd want to eat. So I thought that was really cool. But anyways.
No, I love that. I think that's great. I love all of that. I downloaded this app that lets you find people that do that for you.
Yeah.
And I got three different, it's kind of like Yelp, but it's for.
I just don't know if I want or trust strangers in my house going
well,
through
my
shit.
Well, I was just going to try the pantry because I was starting to get, I had done it so many times through COVID and I was starting to get so frustrated and I was like, I need help to like. Maybe I'm not looking at it logically because I'm so used to things being in a space where if someone who doesn't know us comes in and says, wait, if you put this here, it's the first place you'll go to or whatever.
Right,
or
right.
You're always grabbing flashlights or batteries.
Right.
So like, let's put them right here and put the other stuff that you don't touch maybe once a year back. So I thought, okay, I'll get someone who's impartial and isn't this one girl who her website was phenomenal. It was like $2,500 just to come.
God.
Just to come.
Hey, I'll organize your pantry for $2,500.
My daughter, I mean,
I'll personally come
I told
to her.
Her
for you.
I've been telling Ray this since she's little.
Yeah.
It should be a side business for her because she
Yeah, she loves to organize.
And she's, Zach will always say, is it Ray Ray approved? Because there is no one better at organizing stuff than my daughter. She could do that home edit show with her eyes closed.
By the way, and if you're listening to this, you can follow the home edit on Instagram.
And they have a book, a brand new book out.
Yes, they have a book.
It's fantastic.
Right.
I got quotes from like four different people and the least expensive quote to do just our pantry was $2,500.
Yeah.
But they don't just do the pantry. They come in and they pull the shelves out. They rebuild the shelves. They paint. I mean,
yeah,
so it's
that's
kind of like,
worth it.
Almost
that's like
remodeling.
A reconstruction. Yeah.
But I was tempted, but I'm like, I have to do that shit when Zach's not home.
Yeah.
Because
for sure.
He will veto everything they do.
Yeah.
And he will be like, oh, wait, every time.
Because like how many fucking vases does a person need? Like
no,
I have like,
I know
I have like 60 vases sitting around from, because every time someone
you
gives
need
me
to
flowers,
give them
I
to Vert Malibu. You need to give them to Randy.
Oh,
I always repurpose
idea.
My containers for her.
That's a great idea. That's what I need to do. I have so many vases. They suck up so much room.
They do.
And so many recipe books. If one more person buys me a fucking recipe book, I'm going to fling it over the balcony. I have so
that
many,
would not be
so
something
much
anyone
shit.
Would buy me.
But one of the things that was the other key thing that they said is like, edit. If you have 60 vases, go, okay, you know what? I need a tall one, a medium sized one, and a short one. Maybe I need two of each and the rest can go.
True.
And the same with like cosmetic brushes. Like you should have your eyeshadow brush, whatever, your highlighting brush, your blush brush, your foundation brush, but you don't need five of everything.
No,
edit down.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
And like, I'm so like, I never throw anything away either. So I really want to like do that. I was really, really inspired by it.
Oh my God. Zach's sentimental.
Oh yeah. He's attached to every little thing.
Oh, every.
Yeah. He won't throw away a cookie if Sabbath took a bite out of it.
Totally. Go to the movies. He wants the empty popcorn container, the drink, and the ticket movie stubs all in his nightstand. I know now I know where he hides everything.
Oh, my God.
If I get a mouse in there because of you and your little sentimental business, you're going to live up at the studio, dude. Because rodents and I do not mix.
No.
I'm not afraid of anything, but I know you got to get going.
I got to get going. I've got to go deal with this rash on my face and go see the dermatologist. And
yes,
I have an appointment in a few minutes. So
you do.
Do you have
I have
Barb's bag of tricks.
I do. I have a couple of things, but you know what? I will edit us.
Okay.
And we will only do one thing right now. Actually, this is really fun. So our last episode, we talked a lot about Mother's Day because Mother's Day gifts and stuff. So I treated myself as I do.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Mother's Day things. And one thing I love so much are tarot cards and astrology cards, whatever. So there was this cool thing by this astrologer called from pureastrology.ca that does kind of like flashcards for astrology. And it's so cool because it's like everything you want to know on the back of a card, like the symbol.
Oh my God, that's
and then
amazing.
It tells you all about it.
It's like for astrology for dummies.
Yes, it's so fabulous.
Yeah.
And then I have been meaning to talk about this forever, and I'll post these on the site because they're so super cool. And what a great gift for someone that you know that loves astrology or wants to learn about it because it makes it like 101 astrology.
Yeah, totally.
101. So your friend Tasia, who is such a beautifully, incredibly talented artist.
Yes.
She did this oracle deck that I pre-ordered a gazillion years ago, the Untamed
Elemental.
Do you
know
Elemental.
That when I went to Greece with her, she was working on this?
First
we
of all,
we were on the flight and she was telling me about this deck of cards that she's making.
Oh my God. So every single card, the box, is a work of art.
Yes.
I mean, every one of them can be framed.
Uh-huh.
They are stunning. What I really loved about it is she also created her own book.
Isn't the packaging beautiful,
it
too?
It is. I mean,
it's a lovely gift.
It may take me a year to go through it all, and I am going to frame some of the cards. They are so gorgeous. And what I love that she did, which I have never seen done before, she broke them all up into elements. So there's like a group of earth cards. There's a group of air cards, water, fire, and the art, it's all her own original art.
Yes.
It is astounding.
She is so talented. We're talking about Tasia Vonray.
I would literally get every one of these as a tattoo on me.
Yeah.
I actually may get a couple. Oh. I may ask her for permission because it's stunning.
I think she'd be so flattered.
I would love to have her on the show. Tasia, if you listen to us, please do our show.
I should reach out to Tasia. I was actually going to see her at the polo match.
Well, that's what made me think of this too. And as what I wanted to do today, because I mean, look at, would this be not the most stunning tattoo ever?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I mean,
she's
art.
An amazing, amazing artist. She, you know, Tasia used to be a model too. She actually still models.
She's stunning.
She's beautiful. She still models. And she's a really, really talented photographer that I've had the absolute pleasure of working with.
Oh, wow.
Her and I have worked together quite a bit. And I love working with her.
Look at my card. Look at the scorpion card.
Oh, wow. You should get that.
That's what I'm saying.
Card. Yeah.
Honestly, it's phenomenal.
Totally.
So
this is so beautiful. It's called the Untamed Elemental and by Tasia Vonray.
Yep. You can find it on Instagram, on her
Oracle
Instagram.
Oracle deck card and guidebook.
Look at the owl. I mean,
how much did you pay for this?
They were not expensive. I pre-ordered it. I have to look. I don't want to misquote.
Oh, $35.
I was going to say, I thought it was like 30-something.
Yeah, $35. And it's gorgeous and a beautiful gift.
Literally, all 72 cards you could frame.
Yeah.
It's stunning. Amazing. I can't say enough. I mean, breath card. I mean, this is something so beautiful for someone who goes through anxiety.
Yes.
You know, like just to like look at this and it just pulls you in.
Yeah. It's just lovely.
She's so super talented. So Tasia, thank you for making something so
It's beautiful, Tasia. We're stunning. So proud of you. This is amazing.
Yeah.
So but yeah, we should definitely have Tasia.
I would love to meet her and talk more about this because honestly, I will probably stare at this for a year.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm going to want to envelop
it's so
every...
You.
It's so
I can't believe I never thought about getting that for you because I've known about it for years because when we all went to Greece together, when we were on the flight there, she was telling me that she was working on this and she's been working on it forever.
Amazing.
She puts so much thought.
It's incredible. I mean, she like not just the art and her interpretation, but her oracle deck, the meaning of each of the cards is, I mean, I'm going to be savoring this for a very long time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay. So glad you picked
today.
That up.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Okay, well, I think we need to wrap this up now.
Yes, you need to go
sort yourself. Run. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Honest AF. And if you have any products you want us to check out or subjects you want us to discuss, hit us up on our socials. Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. Until next time.
Au revoir, everybody.
Take care of yourselves. Bye. We obviously need to do a disclaimer here, so we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned. Just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane,
and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.